It's sad, but it's sad. I have to accept it.
You know, I'm really impressed by the way these women...
Rachel T.
Hi, I'm Eva.
Hi, I'm Rachel G.
We are all Girl Scouts, and this is WGXC ACRA.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by the Olana Partnership, presenting Third Thursday, a day of tours and programs topped off by Tunes with a View. Visitors can experience global sounds while taking in the views of the Hudson Valley. This month, featuring Mariachi Sitali on Thursday, June 17th from 12 to 7 p.m. All are welcome. Details at olana.org/thirdthursdays.
खिलेंगे मौसम तो आने दो तान सुरीले जब तुम हवाले हो धूप जो थोड़ी आज तो आने दो हाले से हाले इतर फैलाने दो गलियां खिलेंगे मौसम तो आने दो तान सुरीले जब तुम हवाले हो
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, ACRA, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Jada. I'm resenting the rain because it's freaking June, people, and I'm also in Hudson.
My name is Fatia. I'm 11 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books. We love books. We hate and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. I'm so glad to have the three of us together again. It's been a while. I'm often with one of you. Three is a beautiful thing, you know? They say three is the magic number. They sometimes sing about it. But I'm excited to hear what you all have to share today. Who would like to go first?
I think Fatia should go since it's been a bit.
Fatia, what did you want to share today?
Well, I wanted to share a poem. It's like Since Summer, basically a poem about both summer and happiness.
Sounds nice.
There's not really a title, so summer is surely hot. Summer is surely hot. It feels so warm in the day, but it also has a pleasant vibe. This simply makes your day summer, has the right feel to brighten up your day. It brings so much happiness, just like the sunshine all your way. Summer is perfect as can be, as perfect as you can feel. Summertime is here to stay, so make it pleasant in every way.
That is a very summer positive poem. They really like summer. That's cool. I like summer too, but I don't know if summer is perfect in every way. Sometimes it's too hot, or it gets muggy or buggy. But the good things about summer, I think, outweigh the bad. And even on those super hot days, as long as you have a cool place to cool off, it's okay. Can hop in the lake, go to the library where the air conditioning's on. So many options. What's your favorite thing about summer, Fatia?
Mostly like not having to go to school, waking up early every single day, sleeping in.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Jada? What's your favorite thing about summer?
Getting to go places and no more school.
Poor school. I like gardening. That's my favorite part about the summer. I like when my garden is alive and I've got flowers and vegetables and cherry tomatoes, which are kind of a vegetable but kind of a fruit. Yeah, that's my favorite thing about summer. Well, thank you for sharing a poem, Fatia. Jada, what did you want to share today?
Well, recently I've been reading some more books. I've taken mom's offer up on going to more like thrift shops and stuff. And I found a couple of really good books. There's this one called Ophelia After All. It follows the story of Ophelia. I think she's like a senior in high school. And she's known for being boy crazy in her family and having like long romantic fantasies and that kind of stuff about boys. And then she ends up liking this one girl and it's very confusing for her. And she doesn't know how to navigate that. So at first she tries to keep it silent. And it's a good old fashioned coming out kind of story. Even though she didn't really know that she was. Because like I said, her whole life she's been known as that boy crazy Ophelia. So, it was a really good read. The beginning was a little bit slow for me, but it picked up a bit towards the middle.
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with that one. I just looked it up, and it mentioned that she's also Cuban.
Yeah. Interesting. In my opinion, that wasn't I mean, she spoke Spanish a lot in the book and stuff, but it wasn't really like, it didn't feel like a defining character trait, more just like background info, because she also has a black friend, and that wasn't brought up as much. Like, race wasn't the focus of the story, so I felt like it kind of got pushed to the sidelines a bit.
Got it. That sounds like an interesting book. Did you say you had another one, too? Or was that the...
That was it. I had another one, but I didn't like it, so I stopped reading it.
That's a good skill to have. Not everybody can stop reading once they've started. Like, some people feel like they have to finish what they start, and I definitely feel like if you're not enjoying something, it's good to put it down. Unless you have to, like if it's a school assignment or something. But there's so many books out there that are the right fit for you. So why keep reading one that isn't? Plus, I find if I'm not really enjoying a book, I read slower. Like I don't want to read as often and I don't want to read as long. And so sometimes if I'm not really feeling a book, it just takes forever to get through. So then it keeps me from the perfect book that much longer. That sounds like an interesting book.
Yeah, it was. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. What did you like most about it?
Like I said, the writing was a little bit not up to what I liked or expected in the book, at least for, you know, the genre and everything. But it seemed to get a bit better towards the middle, and the pacing of it was things got better towards the middle, and I'm glad I stayed in there. It was, once I got back that, it was a nice, comforting, you know, book and cup of tea, kind of, not like any high-stakes adventure. It was more like that.
Sometimes those are a good fit, especially if you read a lot of more intense stuff, like just having a kind of more chill read. Nice. Thanks for sharing. So I'm going to share some books that came out recently that I thought sounded interesting. I thought our listeners might be interested in, and maybe you too as well. So I picked out three books. One is a graphic novel called On Guard by Cassidy Wasserman. And this would be, I can't remember if there's two or three, but I read another graphic novel that is also about fencing, which this one is at least partly about fencing. I'm just curious, like all of a sudden fencing is a thing that's in our books. I was really interested in fencing in high school and thought I wanted to do it, but never got the opportunity. Maybe someday. So here is the description. On guard, ready, fence. Grace isn't ready for a new school year. Her best friend Ava dropped her at the end of last year. The dust is still settling from her parents' messy divorce, and things are not going well between Grace and her mom. Mothers and daughters are always so close in movies, but that's never been Grace and her mom. So now Grace has no friends, no hobbies, and was Ava's thing. And home feels even more complicated than school. There's not a single place Grace can just relax until she sees the school's fencing club practicing. They look so sure of themselves, so steady. It may not solve everything, but could this be a place Grace can finally belong and be herself? That's On Guard by Cassidy Wasserman. And I'm curious, whenever there's a, sort of like a sports novel or graphic novel, I'm always curious, like, how much is it really about the sport versus about the, like, the life of the athlete? And this one seems like it might be a little more focused on fencing as a new activity that helps her, like, cope with these changes in her life. And I think it should be interesting. I'll definitely check that one out. Another one that I thought sounded interesting is called The Midwatch Institute for Wayward Girls by Judith Rossell. It's like Russell, but with an O. Rossell. Maggie Fishbone is not expecting much when she's sent to the Midwatch Institute for Orphans, Runaways, and Wayward Girls, the last resort after causing a ruckus at the orphanage where she was living. Except, the Institute isn't some dreadful, dreary place like she thought. Instead, it's full of curious girls training to solve mysteries, fight bad guys, and keep the city safe. In between fencing lessons, see, there's fencing again, and discovering all the shortcuts in the building, Maggie finds herself making friends at the Midwatch and finally feeling like she's home. And when a woman goes missing, Maggie's off on her first assignment, with each step leading her deeper into the secrets of the city. With gorgeous black and white illustrations and pages of useful things every girl should know, like how to send messages in Morse code and how to shout extremely loudly, The Midwatch is a whimsical, adventure-filled mystery from internationally best-selling author-illustrator Judith Russell. This is not an author I'm familiar with, but I thought the illustrations looked really fun in this. It's like a novel. It's a middle grade novel, but it's has some like full page illustrations on certain pages. It kind of like how Lemony Snicket had like a lot of illustrations that were fun. It reminded me kind of like that from the preview that I saw. So there's fencing in two of these books. I don't think there's any fencing in a third. But yeah, so that one also sounds very interesting. I like the setting seems fun. And I'm curious if it's the start of a series. I don't know that for sure. And actually, I think the fencing graphic novel, I think that might be part of a series. I saw somewhere where it was listed as like a something middle school book, which made me think that there's going to be more books set at this middle school. So we'll have to keep an eye on that. And so the third book that I wanted to share is a book called Growing Home by Beth Ferry with art by the Fan Brothers. So again, it's a novel with illustrations. And what's interesting with this one is I've read books by Beth Ferry and books by the Fan Brothers, but they've all been picture books. So this is the first novel I will read by them when I get it, my hands on it. So here's the description for this one. An unlikely team of talkative plants, a curious spider, and a grumpy goldfish use their newfound magical abilities to defend their family from a greedy human in this charming middle grade novel from New York Times bestselling author Beth Ferry with illustrations from the award-winning Fan Brothers. Ivy is the beloved houseplant of young Jillian Tupper of number 3 Ramshorn Drive. Much to the constant dismay of Toasty the goldfish, who is technically the family pet, swimming in his special place of honor, the antique octagonal fish tank, and should be the most loved. It seems that's how the cookie or cheese puff, in Toasty's case, crumbles in the curious Tupper household. But soon a sequence of thrilling and magical events challenges that way of life forever. First, there's the arrival of Arthur, a knowledgeable spider with a broken leg and a curious mind hidden in an old typewriter. Then Jillian throws everyone for a loop when she brings home dear sweet Ollie, a school houseplant who just wants to be friends and sing. When Toasty splashes the plants with his tank water out of frustration, the friends learn that they can do magical things, like lift heavy objects and turn things invisible. It turns out Toasty's fish tank isn't just for fish. It was made by a curious inventor who gave it special powers that, in the wrong hands, could disrupt everything forever. And a curious man with purple shoes just so happens to want that tank at any cost. Can Ivy, Toasty, Arthur, and Ollie grow to be friends in time to work together to save their beloved Tupper family from utter ruin? My guess is yes, but I'll have to read to find out. That seems fun. I think this is like a little bit, I think all of these books are for a young audience. So I think like 9 to 12 is like suggested age range, but I think Growing Home might be a little more on the 9, 10 age range, just from the cute storyline. Seems like a little bit younger audience. Anyways, that was Growing Home by Beth Ferry and the Fan Brothers. And Beth Ferry has been to the Hudson Children's Book Festival a number of years. She was not here this year, but has come frequently. And she's written a gazillion picture books and I think some easy readers as well. But yeah, I think this is her, at least my first middle grade book that I'll read by her. I don't know if she's done any others. Did it say that in the description? I'm trying to remember if it said a debut. Didn't say a debut, so maybe there was one. I don't know. But anyways, those are a few books that have recently been released for young readers that I think sound exciting. Is there anything on your to-read list, either of you, that you're excited to read in the coming weeks?
Well, I recently found most of the books in the Hamster Princess series, which is, by the way, one of the best series ever created ever.
Hamster Princess?
Yes, the Hamster Princess series by Ursula Vernon. The first title is Ursula Vernon's Hamster Princess, and she is so awesome. And I want to get, there's two books that were missing, the third book and the sixth book, and I'm going to read those when I can. I'm very excited. It's an awesome series.
Cool. That's fun. How about you, Fatia? Do you have anything that you're excited to read in the coming weeks?
Well, I do remember us reading a book. So basically, it's like a school book. Like the entire school reads it. I left my book at school in my locker, so I couldn't. I was planning on sharing it today, but I couldn't because I forgot it at school. And I'm like looking forward to read the book. It's really interesting.
Well, maybe you can share that next week with us on the radio. But on that note, we're actually out of time for today, so we're going to say goodbye. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading!
Thank you.